The crime lab is the central spoke in the wheel for the criminal justice system for this state, for any state, because everything feeds into it, everything. You know, local police, county police, state police, even some of the feds present exhibits. The coroners are in, and then you've got, of course, it affects the prosecution side, the judiciary. I've had in-depth conversations with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court here about that. He's very supportive of what we're trying to do to get the funding. And it's very important that the analysis is right. And they do DNA testing. They get like 3,000 subpoenas a year to go to court. So in between all this other work that they do, they got to go to court and testify about it. It's a horrendous job. And a lot of times a thankless job. It's not a week goes by, I don't get a call about it. It's been over a year, we hadn't got this, and Aunt Martha died, and it was suspicious causes, and public deserves that. And I have legislators call me, I have public officials call me, they know somebody that's what's going on here. And sometimes if it's a suspicious death, they got to rule out the suspicions. And while they're doing that, they got more homicides coming in.